Good morning and welcome to our talk, testify, and prayer. I'm getting it down. It just doesn't roll like I want to talk, testify, and pray. But I'm here. I'm excited to be here. Excited to be every morning with you, Monday through Friday, trying to put some faith into your life. I'm working on getting some picture-in-picture stuff going so I can put some pictures in here and we can talk and testify about it. But the monitor that I ordered that said it would be delivered Saturday will not be delivered till later on this week. And I'm hoping to just show a few pictures in a second. I like to show, if I have the picture of the person that called, that was healed and stuff, and I think you'd enjoy it. I also have some video. I don't know how the video works as far as sharing it, because it's amazing to see what God does. And I just got a prayer request in. I'm looking at this and it just came in right now. We did broadcast earlier this morning. And so maybe seen one, but this is for Crystal. You just sent a request to me. Thank you. It says, I just need prayer for my sinuses. Been suffering for years. I just want to be healed and not have sinuses and pressure 24/7 and infections. I pray I bring God lots of glory and I'm doing God's will. I pray I can find a church that's truly Holy Spirit filled. Now that's very important. Let's find a good place that's Holy Ghost filled. But it's more important to be filled with the Holy Ghost and to be praying every day on your own as well and building that heavenly language. And that's going to help you. But Crystal, we believe right now that your sinuses are healed. Thank you for sending a message. That your sinuses are healed in Jesus' name. That you are no longer 24/7 with these issues anymore. That all infections are gone and that it clears up in Jesus' name right now. In Jesus' name. Father, help Crystal find a wonderful church, Father, that's Spirit-filled. And if she can't go locally, maybe she can do this online and find a place that she could just be received from. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, let's tell Crystal we just prayed for her. But yeah, send me some requests. This is on Messenger, so prayed. We prayed for you. Praying. Not partying. Hold on, correcting thing, praying. Okay. Several other people sent me requests. I guess we're doing prayer requests right away. But if you're looking at the bottom of the screen, is showing what we're going to be doing by the end of the month. And that end of the month, we are going to be having our healing service. First one online in a long time. I used to do these when I had the building. I used to have healing services and we broadcast it live online. That changed things. That changed over the year 2018. I did not have that building anymore, and it wasn't anything to do with me or finances or whatever. We were asked to leave, and I haven't gotten a building since. I just went on the road. I just went on the road preaching and praying, but this is going to be the first. Now, I don't know where I'm going to even – it may not even be the setup behind me because I wanted to have a little bit more of a better atmosphere of a event. And that's the best way to put it. So, you know, you can register online at davianisministries.com. So do that, and we're going to have our first one. It's only going to be about an hour long. But if you want to be part of the chat, part of the prayer request that we can respond to, we're going to open up the chat window as well, and we're going to be able to reach you. You have to be part of the first 250 people to register, because then you're available to have a seat inside the digital arena that we're going to be putting this together in. Anyway, God is good all the time. I was wearing that shirt yesterday, and I never got to the reason why I wore it, so I'm going to wear it again. You'll see it, and I'm going to probably run out of T-shirts. I'm always put a T-shirt on, pretty much in a T-shirt most of the days, unless I got to go for a meeting. So if you see me a nice dress shirt, that means I got to go to a meeting soon after this broadcast. Anyways, send your request. Send your request to me. We have someone else right now, and this is Rosie. Rosie says, in the gap for my mom's knees, eyes, health over all. Maria ringing in her ear, in her head, healing for her sister Frances to be healed of cancer in Jesus' name. And in all other body issues from this, healing for mother-in-law, Francesca, ringing in ears, early dementia, and she's not able to see well. And also for daughter Amber and Elena, her grandbaby, they have flat feet. Well, flat feet is taken care of right now. Boom. In Jesus' name, Elena and Amber, we believe right now that you're being healed in your feet. In Jesus' name, we believe it done. Done right now. In Jesus' name. Father, this cancer, we command it gone. In Jesus' name. For everyone that's watching, any of these issues, same things, we command it gone. Father, for this hearing, ringing in the ear, Father's dementia, we break it on this mother-in-law. And Father, we believe that ringing in the ear would stop and that she sees better and her eyes are healed. Just like the stories we've testified many, many times before of eyes being healed. And Father, we believe right now, yesterday's show, we'd have testified about eyes being healed. And right now, Father, for herself for prayer, her knee and her mom's knees and her health all over, and everyone else, Father, that Rosie put together, Father, we believe that you know all those requests, and we believe it done right now. In Jesus' name. You see, God is a good God. He is a good God. And when you have trust him, when you believe that he can do it, he'll do it. He will do it. And that is why I put together this next scroll you're reading at the bottom. And it's a phone number. It's one of my phone numbers. It's my phone for the ministry, my ministry phone line that you can call and you can leave a message, text, and we're going to schedule time with you to pray. There's still some people I'm trying to get in to schedule as well. And I will get back to you and get you scheduled in. But please just do that. Call us and we're going to pray with you and believe God's going to do miracles. I have seen many, many, many things happen in healing, and I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be encouraged. Yesterday, I shared how I was sick, and I sat in this chair here, and God healed me. There's times when your body just needs a touch from the Lord, and it's going to happen. There's going to be a touch from the Lord, and it's going to happen. I remember when I was in Katy, Texas, I was preaching at a church. Pastor Williams came up for prayer, and he had been told that he had to have eye surgery. He could barely see, and at night he could not see that well at all. And he'd have to have eye surgery that Monday or Tuesday after service. That Sunday we had Saturday night service. And it was Saturday night service, and I prayed with him. He felt a heat on his eyes when I laid my hands on his eyes, and it just set him on fire in faith. He was excited. On the way home, he's reading driver's license license plates. His cars are driving by, the pastor driving him home, the other pastor driving home, Pastor Donald. He's reading license plates. So on Monday, he goes in because he scheduled the appointment. And he said four, five doctors, there may be even more, came to check his eyes three or four times. And the pressure in the eye had come back to normal when the pressure was so strong in his eyes that it could not even see correctly, that it all left. And then he told me on Tuesday, he texted me, and he said, "Brother David, I'm so glad you prayed for me," because his doctor never did the surgery before. And his doctor was so nervous with surgery that he got drunk and wasn't there. Oh, Lord. God spared this man much grief, and God healed him. It was very simple. God just moved. God just delivered, and that's what God does. Father, we believe right now that my brother and sisters out there that may be going through eye situations like our friend that messaged us, Father, that you're going to heal, that you're going to deliver, that you're going to change the things that they need, Father, right now. I bind that enemy from coming against her. I bind that enemy from destroying things in their life. We speak life into the vision. Father, for any arthritis, for anything out there that is in pain, we just believe it's going to be done right now. Your miracle work empowers you. And it's healing them in Jesus' name. Every one of them in Jesus' name. Healed. 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 And I want you to remember to come to our website, visit us there. You can register, find out about our events, what we're going to be doing. You can also write us at, if you write and you'd like to help with a gift to help the ministry, it's right there, P.O. Box 5172, Cuban, Texas 77325. And then for all our archives, you can find that on Rev Media TV. All our archives are there. Every 148 shows that we recorded prior to what we're doing now, we're recording a different way and in studio and through the pandemic and everything. And we did 148 shows, and they're there. You can watch all 148 there. For the new network that we're building, you're going to see a lot of things happening. It doesn't look 100% yet, but it's 100% up. But it's not 100% completed, but it's up and it's running. And you can see most of the videos. I had not put that to a newer server. It's on a piggyback server. So because of that, it'll cost me $2,000 a month to keep it into our own servers and to put that into the cloud. So sometimes the videos run a little lag on them. Please forgive us. I'm working on the funding to get that taken care of. And you'll be able to see everything. That's a whole new network. It's a network just of faith, preaching, and teaching. Mainly it's me right now, but I hope to add a lot of my friends. Like I said, I'm putting all the bells and whistles to it, so it's taking a little bit of time. And I need to hire some people by faith that know how to do this better than me. But this I can do. This right here, I'm gifted in this. I've done this many years. This I can do. Recording, video, and chatting with you. Hey, I love you. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. And let God ignite your day today. God bless. We'll talk to you later tomorrow morning. Hey, send me your prayer requests.